Brad Davidson, we've just watched the Mighty Wear Winx go through her paces. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. She had her usual spin around Rose Hill on a Thursday morning ahead of the Colgate Optic White Stakes on Saturday, and all the reports were positive out of there. Hughie Bowman said she's come on nicely since the first start win, and Chris Waller, I think, described her as picture perfect. So all systems go. As I think she's heading for Group 1, number
20. 27 straight and Group 1, number 20, yeah.
That's phenomenal, isn't it, to think about that?
Yeah.
20 Group 1 wins, that's amazing.
Unforgotten, a lot of people thought it would be heading for the Caulfield Cup. That was the target, but it looks as though it's going to be the Epsom.
Yeah, Chris Waller sent out a media release yesterday with some news on a few of his runners, so I'll go through those now. Unforgotten, first of all. Yeah, confirming that she will head towards the Epsom. Unlikely for the Caulfield Cup at this stage, but we know that, you know, plans can change. And after the Epsom, she comes out and wins that, who knows? She could still head towards that race. No Golden Rose for Performer. He'll head to the Roman Consol next and then go to the Coolmore Stud Stakes down the straight at Flemington. So Chris Waller hoping he can sort of get his campaign back on track. And I thought it was interesting, the Autumn Sun, he sort of said there's no lock-in for the Golden Rose just yet. His next start will be in the Golden Rose or the Caulfield Guineas prelude, but they'll make that decision after his next gallop next Tuesday. And his ultimate aim will be the Caulfield Guineas. And Young Star, she'll run next in the Shannon Stakes on Saturday week at Rose Hill. And the stable are keen to find a lead-up program for the Caulfield Cup after that and hoping that she can sneak into that race. Lee Mean Machine, he'll go to the Golden Rose. And Zeus Sane will also go to the Golden Rose if those blood tests come back okay on Friday after that slightly elevated temperature for that horse.
Oh, look, I'm not a sycophant for Chris Waller, right? I guess I'm a supporter, but that's magnificent. He puts that out and gives everybody a guide. Because in the old days, you've got to remember,
it's good for you,
it was like trying to get blood from a stone, finding out where horses were trying to go.
Well, that's it, isn't it? And, it was a good move by Chris Waller yesterday because so many people like to have a dollar or two or $5 or $10 on the futures market and knowing what the aims are. I mean, they can always change. We know that and we appreciate that. But knowing what the aims are for now is always good because then punters can have a little bet and know that they're heading that way.
Yeah, that's the intention. By the way, they can always change. Just keep that in mind. So.
But at least it gives you a bit of a heads up on what they're thinking and where the horse is heading. So I think it's great that Chris Waller is able to do that. What's happened with Pure Relation?
Yeah, some disappointing news here. Of course, this really promising filly out of the Peter and Paul Snowden yard. She's out of the spring, suffered a little knee injury there. So, really unfortunate. She was a dominant winner of the Furious Stakes first up. And she was even entering the conversation around the Everest to some degree. Some people saying, she might be a real lightweight chance there because she got such a dazzling turn of foot. So she's won the 3 from 6. We know she had that bleed after the Percy Sykes win back in April. And now, unfortunate for Connections, she's had that knee injury and she'll be out of the rest of the spring.
Not a bad day for Chris Lees yesterday.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Obviously, all of the... basically, from what's happened with the Ben Smith inquiry, Eldorado Dreaming and In Her Time, Ben Smith too. Stable stars, they've both been transferred to Chris Lee's stable. So Eldorado Dreaming set to line up in the T-Rose first up this weekend at 1400 and In Her Time, we know she's Everest bound. So yeah, both those horses heading over to the Kay Lee stable to join what's already a bulging list of really promising youngsters in that stable.
Good on you, Brad. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, guys.